Hey guys,
I'm Hallie
and I'm Jamie
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Okay, we look like we're at a slumber party. I love this.
Sleepover at Jamie's.
Imagine.
Love it.
Well, we're gonna have the ultimate slumber party combo today. Catching fire. I feel like that, like, honestly, when this was, like, out, the amount that we probably did talk about this at, like, fucking slumber parties and the movies and shit.
Like, ad nauseum.
Yeah, like, we probably just geeked the fuck out over this. So, again, I explained...
Nerd.
Right. I explained last episode we did part one and two in part one of Catching Fire because that was all, like, the background, and we're kind of keeping the same format of now this episode is just, like, all the arena, all the games. So, this episode will be only on part three of Catching Fire, which is pages 267 through 391, and is chapters 19 through 27, which is the end of the book. So it's not, like, really a lot, which, again, we were mentioning last episode, like, when we were kids, it felt like the arena was the entire book, and it really is, like...
Not at all.
Smallest little part, which is crazy.
Like, yeah.
So we ended off, and Katniss watched Cinna get beat to death.
It's, like, not even 100 pages, I think.
Yeah. Whereas the first book, it was 200 pages of the arena. And this arena, I feel like, again, was very, like, vivid in my head.
Yeah.
Like, it was a large part of the book, but it really isn't. So, yeah, so we ended off with Cinna being beaten to death.
Yeah, that was crazy. Like...
This poor girl. Just torturing her in every possible way.
Well, and, you know, that's what he does.
He does.
He goes for the people closest to them. We saw it with Haymitch. Mm-hmm. You know, he even did it with fucking Sejanus, his family.
Well, she literally says, obviously his assault was staged to unhinge me. Like, yeah.
Well, that doesn't make it any easier to process.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, you know, she's aware, like, that this is just, like...
And also, like, you knew, like, Cinna knew what he was doing when he did it.
Right. Like, yeah, he just was a martyr for the cause.
Crazy. Like, he probably knew he was gonna die that day.
Maybe not that day, but he knew he was gonna die.
He was swift with it.
He was.
Snow was real swift with that.
Well, again, I think he was just swift with it because it, like, served his purpose.
He's like, yeah, you're done.
He was like, Katniss, traumatize her? Sure. Let's do it. And yeah, so now she's fucking being blinded by this water. None of them could swim, which I didn't think about.
Yeah. Well, also, just, like, in regular life, there's so many people that don't know how to swim.
Yeah, which I think is crazy.
Like, I come into contact with people who don't know how to swim, don't know how to ride a bike, and I'm like...
So...
Crazy.
I can ride a bike. Mm-hmm. But not well.
Okay. What does that mean? You sit on the bike and you pedal. How is that good or bad?
So me and Ryan actually both don't know how to ride bikes. But, like, we do. Okay, so hold on. We both grew up on, like, busy ass streets, so, like, our parents didn't teach us how to ride bikes. Like, mm-hmm. they would, like, drive us to our friends, and I would, like, we both were, like, peg standers, you know? Because we couldn't, like, just ride our bike on our road because we'd get, like, hit by a fucking car. But in, like, adult life, I feel as though it's, like, you can figure it out. So I went to Texas, and there's this thing in, like, I think it's San Antonio. Or is it Austin? I forget, like, where this... I think it was San Antonio. It's called, like, the Mission Trail. So you can, like, there's five Catholic missions, like, old churches.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a bike path to each of them.
Okay.
And it's, like, a thing you do when you're down there. Like, you bike to these fucking things.
It's an excursion.
Yeah, but, like, it's self-excursion.
A self-excursion.
Like, there's, like, little, like, bikes that you can buy with a credit card, like, at each one.
Oh, okay.
And, like, you just, like...
They're, like, the city bikes.
Yeah, like, on your own volition, just bike to the next one.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, me and Ryan did it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can function.
Okay.
But we never, like, learned, like, how to ride a, like, bike. Like, so we gotcha. Definitely aren't, like... We're not fucking standing doing shit. Like, we're just, like, slowly, like...
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Like... I just wanted to, like, save myself, but I do...
Yeah, I see that. You're...
Actually, Ryan can't
You're swim. Like, please don't judge me.
I think Ryan can't swim either, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So what? He's one of both. He can't do... He's a double. A double loser. But I think he can swim enough to, like, save himself.
That's crazy.
My brother-in-law can't swim. Like, he'll drown. Like, Ryan won't drown. My brother-in-law will drown. Like, my sister-in-law literally was like, I'm gonna bring, like, our baby to, like, newborn classes, and he has to also get classes because if he's alone, like, he can't save our kid if they're in the water. Like, he'll also die. So that concerns her. Like, I think Ryan could save our kid, you know? My brother-in-law couldn't.
That's insane. Holy cow.
I'm gonna make her listen just to this part.
Poor Amelia. Poor JP. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, so we gotta teach everyone to swim and ride bikes. Vital skills, guys.
Yeah. These are. They're important.
And that becomes relevant in this, because none of them fucking swim. They're all just standing there.
Yeah.
They're all like, I can't swim. What? Can you imagine?
No.
Like, you know, all the other games, everyone's like a mad dash.
Mm-hmm.
They literally all are like, I cannot swim. That's the end of the game right there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, do you think there's, like, only a certain amount of time that you could be on the pedestal? Until it blows up?
I don't think so. Because they seem to be there for a while. But they also discover that they have, like, flotation belts.
Yeah.
So that helps.
Also, like, not like PETA practically dying within, like, the like, the first two pages.
Well, the only ones who could swim are fucking Katniss and Finnick. And Finnick's like, you have a big bathtub in District 12? And she's like, fuck you. But then, like, he shows her, like, Haymitch's, like, bracelet.
Yeah.
And he's like, trust me kind of thing.
Like, we're all in this together. So then,
like, Finnick, like, goes and, like, grabs PETA. And Katniss is like, what is going on? Like, already off the get, Katniss is like... Because, like, he went and gets him and doesn't try to kill him.
Yeah.
PETA kills himself by accident.
Yeah, literally.
On his own volition.
Well, I mean, like, she has the conversation with herself. She's like, you know, how do I trust Finnick O'Dare?
Right.
And then she was like, well, now I owe him because he just saved PETA.
Bro,
back to the fucking...
If Katniss says one more thing about owing someone,
yeah,
I'm gonna fucking kill him myself. And then who else do they have? Oh, Mags. So it's like the four of these fucking people.
Yeah, Mags is, you know...
So they have fucking these four.
She's
fools.
Like an 80-year-old dementia patient, like...
Yeah, love her. So these four go gallivanting off into the jungle. So it's like basically water and jungle, which I kind of love the vibe.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, PETA almost dies in, like, 5 seconds. And you're like, you motherfucker. The whole point is to keep you alive.
Come on.
What is... Oh, yeah. Oh, but Finnick saves him. Like, literally resuscitates him.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot how he, like, lived. Yeah, so he walks into the fucking force field at the end of the arena, which everyone's like, what's that? And he literally, like, electrocutes and fries himself. And Finnick, which I thought was funny... Because Katniss has never seen CPR before, I guess, because there's no, like, water, and, like, there's no need for that in District 12. And she's like, why is he kissing him? And I was like, wow, girl, wait, I gotta find the...
No, he hits the force field later on, I thought.
No.
Wait, this was just in the beginning, trying to get off the fucking pedestal.
Oh my god, well, he hits the force field right after, too.
He's so annoying.
Like, literally, like, so...
Yeah, I literally remember him being such an idiot. Like, I remember having this thought. Like, what a dummy.
Like, literally, the games start on page 267 and 280. Like, he's dead with the force field. So he almost drowned and then fries himself in, like, 20 pages. And you're like, yeah, this whole effort to keep you alive is not going well.
Yeah, not at all.
Well, because, he's, like, flailing when Finnick gets him in the water.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, like, she's screaming because he's dead. And then, oh, he says, because Finnick, like, pinches his nose shut to, like, give him CPR. And so Katniss thinks he's trying to, like, finish him off, you know? And she's, like, screaming no. And then she says, from where I sit, I pull an arrow, whip the notch into place, and I'm about to let it fly when I'm stopped by the sight of Finnick kissing PETA. It's so bizarre, even for Finnick, that I stay my hand. No, wait, he's not kissing him. He's got PETA's nose blocked off, but his mouth is tilted open, blah, blah, CPR. I remember reading that, I was like, girl. But I was, like, shocked that it was, like, oh, how do you not know what CPR is? But then I was like, oh, I guess she doesn't.
Well, I mean, and also, too, in District 12, like, she says, like, being old is, like, a sign of, like...
Yeah.
Like, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, and I think what shocks her, like, okay, he got him off the pedestal, like, swimming, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was almost like she, like, write it off, kind of. This, I think she's really, like, shocked because she's like, he is dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could just leave him dead.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not. You're saving him.
Yeah.
Why are you saving him?
Mm-hmm.
So right off the get, she's like, something is weird. Everyone's trying to fucking save PETA.
PETA's so annoying. Oh, there's a force field up ahead. Oh, shit. Yeah, and then she's back on her owing shit. Like, oh, how do I trust Finnick O'Dare? Mm-hmm. Like, can I kill him in his sleep?
Well, but that part I kind of get. The owing thing, I'm over her. Agreed. But I think...
But this is also now where they all have, like, Mockingjay paraphernalia as well.
Right, like, he has Hamish's bracelet on. So she was like, oh, okay.
PETA has one. Like, a necklace, right?
Yeah. But that was okay because they were, like, teammates. So the fact that, like, Finnick has the bracelet and, like, she's about to, like, shoot... And this is when, like, she first runs into Finnick. She's about to, like, shoot him or whatever, or, like, confront him. And he's like, good thing we're allies, right? And, like, shows her. So she's like, I guess so.
And, like, she knows how Haymitch is. So she, like, knows that's, like, a direct order to trust him.
Right. And she knows it's Haymitch's bracelet. You know? So it's like, yeah, it's, like, double whammy. Like, it wasn't like it was just, like, a random gold thing. So, yeah, but she's already, like, a little skeptical.
A reaping gift.
Like, it's, like, just different vibes. Like, already. Like, she's, like, we're saving PETA. Like, weird that Finnick is, like...
Well, it's chaotic in a different way. Because, like, it, when you first read Hunger Games, I feel like, you know, the games is very chaotic. In that, and, like, you don't know what to expect. Right? Because this is truly, like, your first introduction into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then, like, as the story goes on, and then you get, like, information about prior games and stuff like that... it starts to show how the, what am I trying to say here? Think, brain, think. Words to thoughts. I mean, thoughts to words. I forgot now.
Like, for this arena, like, I feel like the first games, like you said, like, you're more so, or at least what I'm interpreting
as. Oh, chaotic. As, yeah, so how, like, it's chaotic.
You're, like, learning about the games. Like, it's, like, the dynamic of it. Mm-hmm. Now, this is, like, chaotic because it's, like, the dynamic that you thought you learned in the first book seems off.
Why are we have allies? They're just one victor.
Right. Whereas, like, the first book was very much so, like, you had allies as, like, a means to an end.
Mm-hmm.
This, you're, like, again, I think it was really a stark contrast. Again, you almost could write it off when he, like, got PETA off the platform. Like, okay, like, fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's early on, blah, blah. But, like, he died. Like, not by his hand. Like, he just died. Because he ran into a fucking force field. But now you're saving him, which, in theory, what, you saved him just to kill him later? Like, you know, like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
And that's where I think Katniss also is, like, we've learned this, like, dynamic through her eyes. And so the fact that now, like, she's also, like, what do you mean? Like, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
As a reader, you're like, yeah, that makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you know something's fishy, like, pretty much right away.
Mm-hmm.
And it continues, like... as they get more allies and all these things, like...
Well, I feel like also, too, the beginning of the book also gives you that same kind of feeling.
Right. Something's up.
Because, like, even from the beginning where they're addressing her as, like, a girl. Just, like, an innocent girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right. And so, like, pretty early on, they discover... Like, I have it highlighted. Pretty much right after PETA is revived.
Mm-hmm.
She, like, climbs to look for water, because it's only salt water, so, like, we need to find something. And she's like, oh, like, I see the arena as a perfect circle. Mm-hmm. Like, water in the middle, trees on the outside, it's, like, literally a circle. So, now the four of them are kind of just, like, doing things, they're trying to get water, they get, like, a little spile sent to them. The four of them are, like, little kumbaya. Now, all of a sudden, Katniss is keeping watch, and this, like, fog comes in. And they're, like, it's, like, blistering her. And she's, like, run! Like, you know, whatever. Now, here's where the next weird, suspicious, fishy thing happens. Where, you know, this fog, like, paralyzes them. And it, like, makes them, like, all fucked up and blah, blah, blah. And she's trying to, like, carry PETA. Like, her and Finnick are trying to carry Mags and PETA.
Mm-hmm. Because Mags is old. And PETA's, like, just still, died.
Yeah, PETA's not doing well. And so... you know, she goes to Finn, like, I can't carry Mags anymore.
Yeah.
Because they, like, swap.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, her and Finnick are starting to get eaten by the fog and also, like, fucked up.
They fucking leave Mags there.
Well, Mags, like, pretty much jumps off Katniss, like, kisses Finnick, and then, like, runs into the fog and kills herself. And again, you're like, what the fuck was that? Like, as a reader, you're like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, again, like, it was pretty evident the way it was written that, like, she did it because it was, like, her or PETA.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't carry both
of
them.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're like, why is everyone fucking saving PETA all the time? Like, mm-hmm. I'm confused. Like, this is Katniss and Haymitch's agreement, but, like, why is everyone doing this?
Yeah.
And she also is saying that. She's like, I'm confused.
Mm-hmm. I remember vividly the first time I read this book, I just thought she was, like, a crazy old woman.
You didn't think there was, like, a purpose for it?
No. I was like, of course. I was like, what a way to pick them off.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, it didn't seem purposeful. She was just like, fuck it, bye.
No, but, like, I was also, like, 10.
Okay,
and
fair.
I, you know, would make the argument that it wasn't really that sharp.
Well, yeah, and also, like, it wasn't, like, a crazy, like, oh my god, that's exactly what happened. Like,
mm-hmm.
you gather that reading it, but, like,
yeah.
It wasn't starkly obvious.
No.
So, that's actually really funny. I love that you were like, fucking weird bitch, see you later.
Literally.
Right. So then they get out of the fog.
Well, because that's why when I was reading Sunrise on the Reaping and Mags was there, I was like, oh, is she crazy in this book, too?
That's hysterical. And she's, like, normal as fuck. Aw. Well, I guess, like, because she's so old, she's, like, barely talking in this book, or she, like, mumbles, so you kind of get, like, a crazy vibe.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I think she's old.
Like, I literally imagine, like, this sickly skinny old woman with, like, crazy, like, white, like frizzy hair.
She, like, electrocuted.
In, like, a hospital gown, just, like...
Right.
Eh. You know what I mean?
Right. But I do think that, like... So, I do think Suzanne Collins does a good job of, like... slowly building it up. Even things that, like, I forgot about. Like, right after the whole Mags things happen... Like, okay, like, they're at the border, so the fog stopped. Mm-hmm. So, I was starting to figure out, like, that was weird. It, like, stopped very distinctly.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go into, like, the monkey thing...
And the monkeys are crazy.
The monkey's about to eat PETA, and this fucking random cracked out morphling from, like, District 6, like, jumps in front of it and saves PETA, and it rips her throat out. And you're like, what is going on here? Everyone's fucking saving PETA!
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, again, like, it's not necessarily written like that, where you're like, it's not like Suzanne Collins was like, Finnick saved PETA. Mag saved PETA. She saved PETA. But it was like, Finnick gave him CPR. It was kind of like Mags and PETA were the weak links. Mags was like, bye, I'm going to kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, this monkey was, like, jumping straight toward PETA. Oh, yeah. The next... basically, like, the monkey was right in front of PETA, like, ready to kill him. And then it was, like, a morphling jumps in front of him. Like, what the fuck? And you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So, again, it's not like she's listing it like that, but, like, every chapter since the game started,
mm-hmm.
PETA's at risk, and everyone's just, like...
And I think that's also why I was annoyed, too, about PETA. Like,
saving its
guys. Yeah, I think
life.
That was another thing, like, which made me dislike PETA even more.
Well, I think it's one of those things, too, where you're, like, almost annoyed on everyone's behalf, because you're, like, if you weren't so fucking dumb, no one would maybe die for you, like... You're just making this hard for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, they were all given orders to save you, and you're literally making it so everyone has to kill themselves. These poor people.
Or do they offer themselves?
I don't know. What I think is really interesting, though, is, as fucked up as it is, like, PETA's viewed as the weak link, like you just said.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fucked up that they're, like, the orders they were given to keep PETA alive is just to make Katniss happy. They don't care about PETA. They were like, keep PETA alive for Katniss. So it's like he's also a pawn. Like,
he's expendable.
Right, like, they don't actually care about PETA dying, but, like, Katniss would. So, like, keep him alive. Like, but they don't need to have that directive for Katniss, because she's, like, can fucking hold her own.
Yeah.
PETA's, like, just a fucking dumb bimbo. He's just... There's a monkey, he's walking, there's a force field.
He's not really with it this book.
No, he's not.
Right?
He has one leg, so. You know.
that affect his brain thing? Like, his...
I mean, maybe. I would be, like, kind of... If I was put back into a Hunger Games with one fucking leg...
I forgot he only has one leg.
I mean, he has, like, a fake leg.
Yeah. Like a bionic leg.
This poor guy. I think he also doesn't care, this game. He literally is like, just save Katniss. If I die, she's one step closer.
This is also true.
But no, he's not with it, this game. Like, he's almost died 3 times in the last 50 pages.
The audacity. Get it together!
So, yeah. Great. So then...
Whatever. And then they meet up... When do they meet up with BD and Wyrus?
Like, now.
Oh, okay.
But that's also so interesting because they, like, get them and Johanna's like, I got them for you.
For Katniss, yeah.
And Katniss's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
She's like, okay, thank you. Like,
Katniss is like the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yeah. Oh,
like, they...
Jesus. Sorry.
They all go to her.
Yeah, but, like, that's, like, and Johanna's, like, pissed, you know what I'm saying? Like...
Well, yeah, because she doesn't want to fucking have to do this.
Right, but I just think it's so funny, she's, like, she'll be home, I gotta find the scene, because she, like, yells.
She's, like, mad sassy,
well,
right?
They all run into the forest covered in blood, like, that's, like, the blood forest.
Yeah.
And PETA's, like, I've got to hear how this happened, because he's, like, there's no way those fucking three are, like... And again, same thing, like, why are we all, like, hanging out together? Like, no one's killing each other? Like, he's, like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of, like, not everyone... Katniss and PETA are kind of like, this is weird.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the allies, like, are so, no one has really died yet.
So, so what were you doing with Nuts and Bolts, which is what they call
these their two? Nicknames, yeah.
I told you, I got them for you. Hamish said if we were going to be allies, I had to bring them to you. I would have been like, what are all of you talking about? Why do we have, like, a fucking crew? Because at this point, it's PETA.
It's giving, the newcomers.
Right.
Aww.
Oh, Beatty's probably devastated.
Oh my god, this is, like, Haymitch's way to, like, revive the newcomer, like...
Devastating.
Not revive, but, like, bring justice to them.
I want to die. Well, how many are in this group right now? So it's PETA, Katniss.
Yeah.
Finnick.
Mm-hmm. Mags, well...
Mags did.
So we're not including her. I thought we were just, like,
no, in general. No, just do, like, who's alive right now.
Okay. Beatty.
Those three, Beatty...
Johanna. Wyrus.
Is that it?
Yeah.
But either way, that's still 6 people, and, like, as Katniss and PETA, you must be like, this is bizarre. Like, we're all gonna just hang out until everyone else is dead and we have to kill each other. Like, that's, like, a weird vibe.
Yeah.
Like, also being like, oh, I had to bring them to you. I'd be like, so I could kill them? Like, you know,
yeah.
Like, I don't want to kill them, and, like, I kind of want to be allies, but, like, there's also, again, because they're not in on, like, the plot, it's, like, a means to an end. Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't be happy with this.
No.
And they're not.
But, like, they...
Well, they all know.
They know.
Right, but PETA and Katniss must be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And they are. Like, they talk pretty soon once they're all together, and they're like, do we, like, fucking, like, get away from these people? Like, I don't want to kill them. Like...
Yeah.
Should we, like, absolve this alliance? This is really not good.
Not absolve.
Like, Survivor.
You ever watch Survivor?
Fuck yeah.
I've never watched it.
You would like Survivor.
Really?
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, like, I don't know how it is now. But, like, old Survivor was tits.
Really?
Yeah, people backstabbing each other, contests. Yeah. My parents liked Survivor a lot. It's a good show.
Hmm.
There's this guy, Rupert, who's great.
Rupert?
He wore tie-dye. Hold on, I'll show you a picture of him. He's my dad's favorite, which is like, you'll see this guy and be like, yeah. that would be Mush's favorite. Rupert from Survivor. I think he like won $1 million. Oh yeah, this is Mush's man, bro.
Yeah.
Although they could be friends.
Yeah, no, they could.
Or the same person. Like, what a
oh
guy.
Oh my god, literally.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what a fucking guy.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was a kid, like, you would watch it, and they would be, like, fucked up, like, on the island, like, all straggly looking. And then for the finale, like, it was, like, you know, a month later, and they would, like, look like humans, like, their hair and makeup done and stuff. And I hated how they looked. Because I was, like, they look like an island human anymore. Like, they had, like, their women had makeup and their hair blown out, and I was like, oh, God, you know? Like, for, like, the live finale.
That's, like, insane. Wait, but what's the other show that's, like, Survivor, but it's...
In a house?
Scripted.
I don't know.
Like, it's, like, fake. It's not a real show.
Oh, I don't know.
Where these people end up on an island, and they're stranded.
Lost?
Ah, yes.
Lost was also a great show.
Okay, so I always confused, like, Lost and Survivor. Like, I always confused the two.
Survivor's a reality show, and Lost is like a smoke monster, so... But honestly, both giving this book kind of vibes.
Smoke monster?
You never watched Lost?
No!
Oh! Okay.
Is it a volcano?
No.
It's an actual...
Lost gets fucked up.
No, I've never seen either of these Lost... shows.
Lost is... Okay. Here's a hot take, because I love Lost. We should watch Lost together, first of all. Okay. Lost is fucking phenomenal until, like, season 4, and then it falls off and it gets batshit crazy. It's, like, worth the watch, though.
Hmm.
But then, like, there's, like, time travel, and it just gets, like, oh, yeah, the island. But, like Lost, like, seasons 1 through 3, like, they all are on this plane, and it crashes, and on this island, and there's, like, others on the island, and they start kidnapping people. It's, like, a fucked up show. The Others. Scary.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, but survivors when they get dumped somewhere and they have to survive.
Like, there's games. Like, I mean, they're not gonna die.
Oh, they're not?
No.
It's not, like, Naked and Afraid?
No. Like, they have, like, tribes. Like, they have contests. Like, they definitely, like, lose some weight and they're, like, definitely surviving, but, like, they'll helicopter you out if you're gonna die. Like, one season, one guy, like, fell in the fire.
Is it, like, the challenge, kind of? But, like, more extreme?
Like, they have, like, yeah, like, there's, like, hard, like, physical tests. And it's, like, whatever. And then, like, you get eliminated. Like, the tribe has spoken.
Oh.
Snuff your fire.
Oh, is it, like, Total Drama Island?
That's, Total Drama Island is based off Lost.
Lost?
I mean, Survivor.
Survivor.
So it's, like, a spoof on Survivor, yeah.
Oh, Total Drama Island is a spoof on... Wait, yeah. Are you serious?
So it's like they'll vote you off, and like you win $1 million at the end. But like you like backstab people, you have like alliances.
Oh, interesting.
It honestly is giving like this book, like the tropical alliancey, like, and like you're not sure if your alliance is real or they're trying to just get ahead, not death, but like
interesting
vibes. Yeah, Lost and Survivor both shows you that to your Survivor's on like mad seasons though, like 60 something, like.
Oh my God!
Jeff Probst has also looked the same since the show started. The host.
Oh really?
Hasn't changed. Like he's an alien for sure.
That's insane.
But Lost, watch Lost. The end season's not good, but like we're.
How many seasons are there?
7. So it's like whatever.
Okay. Average.
And yeah, it's doable. Seasons 1 through 3 though, some of the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yep. Oh my God! And the characters.
That's like a very strong statement to make.
Lost is...
Coming from you?
Me and my dad have probably rewatched it 8 times together. Yeah. So good. Anyways, quick diversion. Watch Lost, watch Survivor. Do it up, everyone.
Anyways, back to what we're supposed to be talking about here.
Whatever, it's fine. Yeah, but honestly, Alliance, same vibes, being skeptical. Yeah, giving Survivor and Lost, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So now these fucking buffoons, finally, well, Wyrus comes out of the fucking blood forest being like, TikTok, and they're like, what? And so finally Katniss is like, oh. That's all this bitch is saying, and they're like, okay.
Yeah, literally. This whole time. And everyone's like, why is she saying TikTok?
So finally Katniss is like, oh, TikTok, this is a clock. And I'm like, there we go, everyone. Which I think is such a fun design.
No, yeah. This
like, so
one's
each
good.
Little, like, sliver, like, blood forest, monkeys.
Well, it's every, like, quarter, right?
No, I think it's every, like, hour.
Oh.
Yeah, so, like yeah. Good. Yeah, there's mad little, they don't know what some of them are.
Oh, yeah, because they don't cross the whole
right.
thing.
But, like, yeah, so every sliver of an hour is, like, a thing. So there's the big wave, there's the lightning tree.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, it's a clock, which is such a fun game design. I'm like, wow, Plutarch, amazing, good job.
Which, like, also, like, how...
Like, this is creative and I like it.
Yeah. Also, too, like, I just don't, like, have it in me. Like, how does, like, Plutarch be, like, so, like, double?
Two-faced?
Yeah.
Oh.
How do people do that? It's very challenging.
Scary.
Yeah.
So then, Katniss is like, ooh, Plutarch starts at midnight. Like, that's interesting. Like, what's... He was, like, giving me a hint.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Which we find out later, he was like, yeah, I thought you were going to be a mentor, and you ended up being a tribute. So, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't know, like, the theme of the games. Mm-hmm. I guess he wasn't, like, privy to that information.
Yeah.
Which,
so, like, also is crazy in its own...
That he wasn't,
regard.
Like, aware of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, he's the... But I guess, like, he's just making the arena, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
he's not really having anything to do with the actual tributes. Like, he's just making the death trap, essentially.
Yeah. Oh, and so, okay, then, like, they're all kind of, like, talking. Beatty's concocting, like, a plan to, like, fry other tributes and stuff
mm-hmm.
with the lightning tree. But now Katniss is starting to be like, I can't lose the uneasy feeling that something is going on, and it has to do with PETA. I'm like, well, thank you for coming to this conclusion, finally. And then she, like, lists all the things. And I'm like, girl. So she goes, I retrace our steps, starting from the moment the gong rang out. Finnick towing PETA off his metal plate. Finnick reviving PETA after the force field stopped his heart. Mags running into the fog so Finnick could carry PETA. The Morphling hurling herself in front of PETA to block the monkey's attack. The fight with the careers was so quick, but didn't Finnick block Brutus's spear from hitting PETA, even though it meant taking Inobara's, sure, knife in his leg? And even now, Johanna has him drawing a map on a leaf rather than risking the jungle. There's no question about it. For reasons completely unfathomable to me, some of the other victors are trying to keep PETA alive. And I'm like, thank you. After the 9 things we just listed.
Yeah, literally.
So, yeah. So she's, thank God, is finally,
but,
like...
But, like, all, like... That's literally crazy that all of that happened, like, in such a short amount of time.
Literally. We didn't even talk about, like, the fight with the careers.
Like,
it was just, like, who cares?
Okay,
but,
like, how, like, long do you think this has been going on for? 3 hours?
Yeah. No, it's probably been, like, a day.
Really?
I think it was, like, a 3-day... all together. Because think about the lightning tree.
Yeah, but don't they all come together within that first day?
Yeah, so, like, yeah.
Right? So all those 9 fucking reasons happened within the span of, like, 4 hours.
Insanity. PETA's, like, literally just an idiot. Like, PETA, get it together.
Like, he's trying, I think, actively to die.
Probably, because he's like, Katniss, let's live. And then, well, but he kind of is, because remember the first, I forget if it happened yet, or it's the first night or the second night, whatever. They're both watching, sitting watch together.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulls out his fucking necklace, his last ditch effort, and it's like Gail and her mom and sister. And he's like, go home to them.
Oh, yeah. And the, like, triple locket, right?
Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ, PETA. And he literally was like, my family wouldn't even fucking care.
I know, which is crazy.
So sad. And he's like, go home to them. Like, you can have a life. And I'm like, God damn. Mind you, everyone thinks she's pregnant at this point still. So. Hello? Whatever. So, like, PETA's like, go home to this other man with my baby. I'm like, okay. Fucking wild.
But she's not pregnant.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, that's a wild thing to say in front of the Capitol.
This is true. Yeah.
Like, what?
Oh, yeah, because they're being filmed, yeah.
I'm like, okay. Fucking weird vibes. And he's like, go home to them. And now, but this is where she's fucked up, because now she's kissing him for real, like, she's saying, like, it's not an act.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl, you are fucked up. The two of them are just fucking...
messy.
I mean, again, maybe that's a testament to, like, the Capitals just fucked them up, but, like, I'm like, this is just craziness. But your heartstrings,
like,
are pulled.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the circumstances are just ridiculous. You know?
Right.
And so, like, I feel like in a normal day life, like, this shit kind of sucks anyways, you know?
Yeah.
So... I don't know, man.
Well, and then, like, they, like, just have all these new fun ways to torture them. They fuck in with the birds. Her and Finnick get stuck in the Mockingjay slice of pie.
Mm.
And it's, like, Annie and Prim.
It's giving Angry Birds.
Well, and, and, like, that's how Katniss finds out that, like, Finnick loves Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, wait, this is where they talk about her arena. Yes. Okay. Did I say that? This game or this episode or the last episode?
Last episode.
Well, look, stay tuned. So, Finnick says, like, you know, that was someone named Annie, like, mm-hmm. in the woods. And she says, Katniss says, I don't remember those games much. Was that the earthquake year? Yeah. Annie's the one who went mad when her district partner got beheaded, ran off by herself, and hid. But an earthquake broke a dam, and most of the arena got flooded. She won because she was the only swimmer. So, again, like, so from the capital stance, she hid, mm-hmm. quote-unquote. Now this earthquake happens that breaks a dam that kills most of the tributes.
All of them.
Well, you didn't see Haymitch breaking into the whatever.
No.
So, like, did she cause the earthquake? Mm. Also, they're saying, like, oh, she went crazy when her partner got beheaded and she ran and hid.
Yeah.
She probably was fucking pissed. Bit,
yeah.
Went and fucked things up. Yeah. And now she's crazy because they tortured her.
Yeah.
So that was what they, when they, like, referenced it.
Gotcha.
So, like, it was, like, again, like, a subtle, like, Yeah.
Stroke the beard.
So, yeah. That was Annie's little thing. I knew it was somewhere. I knew I highlighted it. So yeah, they're like, 2/3 of us gone in a day and a half. Must be some kind of record. Oh yeah, so it's been a day and a half. So it's only been, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
36 hours.
Like, this is the shortest Hunger Games there ever was.
Oh, and now, at this part as well, they keep getting deliveries of bread. And mm-hmm. Katniss literally says, I don't know what it is with Finnick and the bread, but he seems to be obsessed with handling it. And, like, because I know what the bread ends up being, like, mm-hmm. I kept highlighting it. Like, there's so many scenes where Finnick is, like, the bread comes and he's, like, counting it and, like, fucking being crazy. And, like, it's because it's, like, it's a code.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so funny, like, how many times it's mentioned that you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And it's, like, what, from what district? Like, Finnick is, what district is from? And they're, like, four, why? You know, like, whatever. And Katniss is, like, I'm kind of sick of the same bread, you know? Like, could send something else, Haymitch, like, not realizing. But yeah, like, he's like 24 on the nose. Like, Finnick is like obsessed with this fucking bread. But it's like because it's like the district it's from and the number of rolls is like significant for like their code.
Yeah.
But like Katniss is like, it's like just so funny how many times she's like, here he goes with his bread again.
Yeah. Doesn't she make a comment like, oh, like he's been like spending too much time with Annie or something like that? Or like.
Yeah, like she's like, he's fucking nuts too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
But now, when... Okay, so I'm to the part, too, where I'm going back, tracking slightly, where she's talking to PETA, and he's like, no one will care if I die kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she fucking says, I realize only one person will be damaged beyond repair if PETA dies, me. And I'm like, again, you sloppy fucking bitch. And I get it. Like, they have trauma bonded beyond belief. I understand. I get it. And now they're fucking kissing... And they're laying down, kissing.
Running up the hill.
I'm like, oh my god.
That's what it's giving.
It's just... And he says, you're going to make a great mother, you know. I said, oh my goodness. Just, Jesus, man.
Well... Yeah, craziness. So now they're like, we need to figure out this fucking shit.
Well, right, because they're both sitting here like, okay, this is like... Our alliance is not breaking up. Again, we're, like, you know, this much left of the book, and they're both kind of like, what is happening?
Well, and also, everyone's kind of just, like, floundering around.
Well, right, like, there's nothing happening.
Yeah, like, there's no push, like, you know...
Like, the game makers spun the clock once, like, you know, they're doing some things, but, like, yeah, there's not really much going on.
Yeah.
And so...
And do you think that's purposeful?
Well, kind of, but Katniss also mentions, because BD's now in the talks of, like, going to do the lightning tree thing and, like... fry the careers on the beach, and so Katniss is like, oh, that's why it's been peaceful, because, like, BD's plan, like, everyone's, like, excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she's kind of like, alright, we gotta, like, get this going, but then her and PETA are like, do we wait till the plan is done?
Mm-hmm.
Do we leave before? Like, we gotta, like, break away from this, because it's gonna get bad soon. Like, there's only 8 people left.
Yeah.
6 of us are here. The fuck are we doing with these people? Like, we gotta, like, get going.
Going, yeah.
So they start this plan.
Start sacrificing them.
Right. So, they start this plan. They're going to go to the lightning tree, wrap it, you know, bring some, like, wire down to the beach and, like, fry the other 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, then causes the problem of now it's just you 6 left. But okay. So they have this plan, and again, they're kind of like not trying to separate them, but like trying to keep PETA safe, and like Katniss is like going to the water.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like not comfy with it. Like, you can tell she's very uncomfortable like leaving him.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, what do I do? I can't make it obvious that like...
Well, because she still doesn't know what's going on. You know, like, yes, all these people are saving PETA, but like, to what end?
Right.
You know, so like, I'm sure like a lot of that is stemming from like the distrust.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you trying so hard to be my friend kind of thing?
Right. And so her and Johanna are going down to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Iris died at some point. Whatever, that was no big deal. It's sad, but like, there's only 5 of them left now, so yikes. Sorry, Iris.
One less.
She served the purpose of telling us it was a clock, and that was it.
Yeah, she's crazy anyways.
No. So oh, well. The boys are up at the tree, the girls are going down to the beach.
Yeah.
And as they're, like, walking down to the beach with the wire, like, snaps.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh my god, like, something happened. Did they just kill Pete? Like, I don't know. Like, who mm-hmm. knows what's going on? So now her and Johanna, like, look at each other, and she basically is like, if I can't trust Johanna, I can't trust Finnick.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, what's going on? And now everyone starts, like, screaming. Like, it's just, like, madness. Fucking Johanna tackles Katniss, cuts her arm open.
Yeah.
Like, gets, like, the tracker out, which you don't know at the time, but, like, mm-hmm. is, like, mutilating her, and she's, like, she's killing me.
Yeah.
She's like, this is it. See you later. And it's just, like, it gets really fucked up really fast. And, like, as a reader, you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Well, it's completely chaotic for the whole, like, 3 pages until they're...
Until the end.
Yeah.
Well, it is. It's, like, nighttime.
Mm-hmm. So, like, she comes up with the idea, like, the only way to get out of here is, like, she got hit the force field.
Right, because she runs back, and PETA and Finnick are both gone, but BD's, like, laying unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, pointing, like, to the force field, and he has the wire, and she's like, yeah, I'll fucking blow up the force field. Like, is that what he wants me to do? Like, mm-hmm. yes. So she kind of just, like, it's, like, BD's, like, urging her toward that, but, like, it's her idea.
Yeah, but, like, also, too, like, I would make the argument that, like, he can't be, like, outwardly, like, fucking shoot the force field.
Well, no, that's you problematic. Know?
But, like, at that point, he was gonna die anyway, so, like...
Well, he didn't, though.
True.
But I think that was probably what he was gonna do.
Yes.
Because it said, like, the reason why he was unconscious was, like, it looked like he tried to, like, run into the force field, like, with the wire on or something. Mm-hmm. She was like, what the fuck? Why did you do that? And then she was like, oh, maybe this is why, and, like,
mm-hmm.
she has the idea to, like, you know, use the arrow. Which, super epic scene. Like... movie, book.
Yes.
So she, like, grabs the arrow, she, like, fucking winds it up.
That's still and then shot, man.
She, like, shoots it as the lightning is striking, and it goes up the arrow into, like, the...
Crazy.
The dome.
The crazy cinematic experience.
Crazy. But now PETA's still gone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not great.
No.
Finnick's, like, running around the woods just yelling.
Yeah, and then, like, doesn't she get, like, knocked out or something?
Well, yeah, I think that's, like, the world, like, erupts.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so all of a sudden, like, the world's on fire, and, like, there's, like, hovercrafts coming to get them.
Yeah.
And I think she thinks, like, she's dead. Like, it's kind of like the hovercrafts, like, get, like, dead tributes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's, like, she just doesn't know what the fuck's going on. She's also bleeding out from, like, her arm.
Yeah, because Johanna just, like, mutilated her.
Right. So, she's confused as fuck. Has no idea what's going on.
So she calls this book, like, Catching Confusion, because, like...
Yeah, Catching Confusion is right. Well, and then it's, like, and to make even matters worse, as a reader, right? It's, like, she opens her eyes, and she's, like, oh, God, I am fucked. There's Plutarch. Like, there he is. And she's mad confused. Like, she's, like, damn it, I'm about to die. And yeah. He's, like...
Welcome to the rebellion.
Is that how it ends? That is,
so,
right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, wait. Yeah, like, she hears people talking.
Because she's, like, in and out, right?
Communications are down, yeah. Like, rebellion, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And everyone's, like, we're on a roundabout journey to District 13. She's, like, what the fuck? She's literally, like, help. I would be so fucking confused.
Of course.
So confused.
This girl just blew up the arena. And she's, like, out of it. She thinks she died. Now all these people are talking about this place called District 13, which, like, for sure doesn't exist. Right?
Right. But then, like, so she finally is, like, calm enough to, and, like, conscious enough to talk to them. And so Haymitch is, like, trying to talk to her, and he's, like, Johanna knocked you out, like, here's what happened, trying to keep you away. Like, all these different, like, kind of, like, you know, fill-ins, and, like, trying to be like, this was all part of the plan, like,
surprise.
Everyone's rebelling, whatever. And she literally, like, is talking to Haymitch, and she's like, where's PETA? Yikes. And he literally...
Not good.
He literally says he was picked up by the Capitol along with Johanna. And she fucking rips his face apart with her nails. Like, that's going crazy, but I don't know about what. I don't know. Is it me? Am I doing something fun? I love when she acts like a kid, though, because she's so old.
I know.
So she fucks up Hamish's face. But, like, you know what? I kind of, that part, I'm like, I agree with. Because he lied to her.
Well, yeah.
Like, she was like, you fucking promised. And now he's dead. Well, you know, whatever. Tortured, dead. Like, she's like, it's not good. Because they're going to blame him and think he knew.
And he was never the same.
Like, they're going to think he knew. They're going to blame him. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't even fucking know. He knows a lot less than I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the one thing going for him, I guess.
But the problem is with her, is, like, her actions... They are clumped together, of course, but it's always, like, her impulsive actions that are the problem, like, even, like, blowing up the force field. It makes it seem like she knows what was going on.
Yeah.
Even though she doesn't, she's not doing this purposefully, but, like, it seems like she does.
Kind of has, like, bad luck.
Right, or, like, good luck? Mm-hmm. I don't even know. But then it's, like...
Depending on, like, who's looking at it.
Again, it's almost more admirable that he loves her, because it's, like, she just makes his life harder all the time.
Yeah, no, seriously.
So she's pissed, and they're basically, like, welcome to the rebellion, like, we're on District 13, and then it ends, and Gale is there, and he's like, there is no District 12. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this girl's having a rough day. Whoa. Yeah, so they, within, like, the last 10 pages, they were like, the District are rebelling, PETA's captured, you are part of the rebellion. We're going to 13.
Not only are you a part of the rebellion, but you're the face of the rebellion.
Right. And again, it's like, oh, we're going to 13 because 12 is blown up and gone. I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'd literally be like, actually, go kill me.
Yeah.
I feel like that, when I read it, was like, holy shit. Now, talking about it and reading it, do we feel like it was rushed? Do we feel like that's part of, like, just the shock factor? Like, we're supposed to feel overwhelmed? Like,
yeah, I think so.
Like, do we think it was rushed on purpose?
Yeah, like, I think you're supposed to be, like, holy shit, this, and this happened. Like,
right,
what
like, you're supposed
hell?
To almost be like her.
Like, yeah, like, every... this is a dumpster fire.
Right.
This
Cause
is a shit show.
Because it is.
No one knows what's going on.
Right.
Well...
Yeah, not her. Right.
Katniss doesn't know what's going
on. So, we think that was purposeful? Like, we're supposed to be, like, in her mindset? Like,
I think so, yeah.
Overwhelmed and just, like, overstimulated and, like, what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, because I think a lot of the book, I feel like a lot of that is how I for sure took it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I was overwhelmed. I was like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's what I know, and, you know, when we talk about all these writings and all these books... I think, you know, you say if things are rushed, whatever. I think if it's done with purpose, I'm fine with it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm supposed to feel overwhelmed, like, I don't want to read a book and feel like it's rushed for, like, no reason.
But, like, also, too...
If I'm getting the influx of information and it's supposed to make me feel a certain way, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah. But, like, also, she put the Easter eggs in the Hunger Games about District 13 and stuff like that. So,
yes.
It's not like she's just pulling things out of thin air.
Right, like, it feels purposeful.
Or, like, you know, incorporating a new main point in, like, the last paragraph. You know what I mean?
Right, you know, it feels purposeful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I think, like,
you know,
the,
like,
rushed aspect of it probably is done on purpose, just so, as a reader, you're like...
Yeah, like, the chaos is purposefully orchestrated that way.
Yeah. And it does make you want to pick up Mockingjay and be like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, but then Mockingjay's kind of... Not a letdown, but it's definitely... It's a different type of book.
It is. So because I wanted to, like, record and, like, kind of be current, I'm starting, well, I'm in the middle of Mockingjay now, but, like, barely started. So I'm curious how I'm going to feel about Mockingjay. I don't know yet.
I definitely appreciated it more this time around.
Okay.
For sure.
I also think as a reader the first time, because, again, I haven't read Mockingjay in a while at this point, you're just like, you gotta know what happened to PETA. Like, as, like, a 12-year-old, I was like, where is he?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was like, no! You know, he was so dumb in this book. I didn't realize that until now.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, dude.
Well, that's the thing, you know? Like, I almost was like, ha ha. When he was, like, all fucked up in Mockingjay. I was like, yeah, I hate this guy. Maybe he'll finally leave Katniss alone.
Yeah, you're like, get a grip, brother.
Yeah.
Aw. I saw Swap PETA. Poor thing. All right. Well, catching fire.
What a ride this has been.
What a ride. And now except Mockingjay, which I'm curious. So, yeah, like I said, I have taken a little break just to catch up on our recordings and kind of be current. Hallie's been done, but
yeah,
I'm curious to see how I'm going to feel about Mockingjay. So, because the first time I read it, I was like, I hate this book. I hate this movie. Like, I don't think I watched the movie, actually, at all. I literally think I was like, I don't care. I don't like this book.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, so, like, that'll be fun. With, like, when we watch for our bonus episode, it'll be, like, the first time watching it.
That's insane.
Is there two of them?
No.
There's there one. Is.
No, there's one.
I'm pretty sure there's two. Because that was, like, the era. Every last book, they made, like, two parts. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, but, you know, Divergent, the last one goes in two parts.
Mockingjay Part 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. For real. Yeah. Fucking weird.
Hmm.
Yeah, Part 1 and Part 2. Yeah, I literally was like, I'm rebelling. I don't care. I hated this book, now you're gonna give me two parts? So I was like, oh, God.
I honestly don't even really remember the movie that well.
I didn't watch it.
I definitely watched them, for sure. But I don't really remember them that well.
That's what I'm saying. I'm curious to read the book because, not that I hated the book, but I was so uninterested. I didn't watch the movie. So, like, that's how I know that I like just wasn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm really curious how this book is going to go. I'm excited. So, yeah. So, we'll see you guys next week for part...
3.
Well... What?
What?
Part 3 of what?
I don't know.
Oh, I was like, we're doing another part of this fucking book. I was like, oh my God, no.
No.
Well, we'll see
first
you guys.
Part of Mockingjay.
Yeah, I don't know if we're doing part 1 and 2, just part 1.
Maybe we just won't even cover the book, because Jamie hates it.
I'm like, skip it. Lori Gilmore.
Like, Lori, what? Yeah.
That's exciting. We're going to have exciting announcements for you guys.
Lori! Her book comes out tomorrow.
Yeah. But, like, by the time you're hearing this, it'll be been out.
So Jamie hit me up, and she's like, Hallie, we're going to Barnes to pick up the book. And I was like, amazing. Great. Had a fucking long-ass day at work.
Did you see what happened?
No.
Why I thought that?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
Whatever. I drove 40 minutes. This bitch's Barnes & Noble. Get there, and I got there early, and I'm scoping it out. I'm like, I don't see this fucking book anywhere.
It was a nice day anyway.
It was a nice day, but still. Like, you know, and that's when, like, I got, like, the uncomfy feeling. I'm like, something smells a little fishy here, but I was like, I'm just gonna let it rock. I'm just gonna let it rock. And I'm like, Jamie, where's this book? She's like, ah, oh, it's probably somewhere I didn't look at. Blah, blah, blah.
The chai pumpkin was delicious.
Yeah, so of course we got Starbucks.
And we got a cute ghost mug. Like, it was still a lovely day.
Until I go on Goodreads and it says the book doesn't come out until the 16th.
Okay, so when you Google, publication day was the 11th. But I went on Instagram or something, and it was, UK. So, it was published, and people do have it, but it's being released different days in different countries.
That's so annoying.
So, that was why. So, I wasn't, like, yes, I was wrong. Like, definitely, like, a pregnancy brain moment, but, like, people were getting it, and, like, it was being released. So, I wasn't, like, completely fucking crazy. Well, anyway, Lori, we were so excited, and we are excited, and we're just so eager, we, like, ran to the store at first.
Because what the hell is going on with Annie and Mac?
I gotta know.
And also, you're slotted for 2 new books?
Oh my God, is she? I love her. What a queen.
Did you not see? Didn't I send it to you?
Well, I knew there was one more at least. But
one more? Is it one or two? I don't know.
I don't know. Remember. We could ask her.
It's a flower shop,
wink,
right?
Wink, what? I think it is a flower shop. We have Daisy Chain? Daisy?
Something like that.
Whatever. Anyways.
Anyways.
We're going to finish Mockingjay. We will do Mockingjay. I don't hate it that much. And then we are Lori Gilmore in it up.
Yep. Can't wait. Sorry.
We're sleepy girls.
Sleepy girls.
Time for our slumber party.
It's time to go to bed.
All right. We will see you guys next week for Mockingjay Part 1. Who knows what parts of the book we're covering. We'll tell you then.
It'll be some type of book. I mean...
Parts.
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 Of the book.
Some type of them.
There's 3 parts in that book, I think.
There usually is. So parts 1 and 2, just 1, I don't know, we'll let you know how we feel.
Maybe, yeah, maybe 1, 2, 3?
No. That'll be 1 or 2.
All right. Whatever. Good night. Thanks for listening to our crazy rants and raves and,
go watch Lost and Survivor.
Exactly.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.